There have been calls to either scrap congestion pricing in Manhattan altogether, or at least hold off on implementing it until the economy improves. Some say charging people up to $23 to drive south of 60th Street is just too much right now.
Governor Hochul has been a proponent of congestion pricing, saying it will happen on her watch. We asked her about that today right here on WCBS.
Nothing is happening imminently. This was always a longer process. Just this past spring, Washington had lists of hundreds of questions they wanted answered as part of the environmental review process. So this was never imminent. So it's on the path to be accomplished. The streets of New York are clogged. There are more vehicles on our streets, especially in Manhattan, than there had been even before the pandemic. It's not sustainable. It's paralyzing for commerce in our city. We have to find alternatives. I took the subway this morning. I took it the 4-5 train all the way from Midtown to Barclays Center. It's a smooth ride. Subways are clean. They're safe. And I want people to be taking public transportation. But congestion pricing is still a ways off, as details are being worked out by a major study underway right now.
It's one thing for the governor to take public transit. Everyday New Yorkers tell us they are afraid to take the subways. Transit crime in the city is surging. The MTA falls under your authority. What can you do to make the subways safer?
What have we been doing already is started last January when Eric Adams first became the mayor. For the first time in a decade, I said, I will roll up my sleeves as the governor and work to support the mayor, who has responsibility for policing in the subways. But I said, let's partner with this. We'll help you deal with the severely mentally ill and get them out of the subways, get them treatment, because sometimes they can be a source of anxiety or even have an episode where they cause harm to someone else, and that's real. So I said, I'll support you with more cops. We were in the subway again 2 weeks ago. I said, I will give you more reinforcements of MTA police, transit police, to work on our subway hubs to free up the NYPD to patrol more directly on the platforms and in the cars. So more cops, more cameras. No one ever before just thought we should have cameras in the subways, the actual trains. So if someone's going to do anything, they know they're being watched. I think that's a huge deterrent. So those are just being unveiled, as well as, again, dealing with the care for the mentally ill. So cops, cameras, and care is our strategy, and it's being implemented with some tremendous resources from the state working with the city of New York.
And that's Governor Kathy Hochul on WCBS. Now, we've reached out to the governor's Republican opponent, Congressman Lee Zeldin, and we hope to do an extended interview with him before Election Day.